This podcast features the director, Susanna Nicchiarelli, whose projects include Cosmonauta, Nico, and Discovery at Dawn. In this interview, Nicchiarelli discusses her experiences as a female director, and she wants to portray femininity in her films Nico and Cosmonauta. She also talks about competition between female characters and the deeper meaning behind this.
I am, both physically, because I'm very clumsy, and but also very ironic, and so I just always thought that it was fun to put myself in the film. I also probably did that because I needed to be part of the story I was telling, and I needed probably to be seen, and I didn't only want people to see my movies, but to watch my movies, but I wanted them to see me. I don't know, I just want to be there. And it was a relief. It was a relief because I always suffer a lot with when I'm dealing with my image, when I'm editing myself. I always think, oh my God, I've ruined the movie. I don't like myself. I don't like the way I look. And but at the same time, I need to be there. So it's always, the feeling is always mixed when I act. So it was a relief to decide not to act. Important is beauty. That is definitely something I don't care about. I for me, what is important is clumsiness, and that's a word I use all the time when we're trying to dress our characters and decide what hairstyle they have to have and what houses they live in. You know, in cinema, people tend to think that what you're pursuing is beauty, which is not at all. What you're pursuing is truth, of course. So, and truth for me is something that is very far from the ideal. So both when I'm casting, I try to look for imperfections. When I'm doing the costumes and the hair, I think it's the imperfection that gives reality to the character and that creates a bond with the audience. The women whose stories I tell are women that have, like myself, certain clothes they put on all the time because they feel comfortable in them, because they feel safe, because they're sometimes what makes them feel safe regarding the rest of the world. They feel nice with those clothes. I mean, I have a t-shirt I've always had in different phases of my life, so usually black. The t-shirt that I put whenever I can, that I'm always washing and putting on again because it's something I feel safe in. It's like, she never wears a skirt. She's always wearing pants. And she has these leather pants that I had seen on a picture of Nico. And she has them almost for the entire film. I always look for something, for a piece of clothing that stays on this woman for the whole film. And I think it's very important because it's a piece of clothing tells story, of course, a lot. Everything in a film tells stories. I mean, even the hair tells stories, and the way it's cut, the way it's colored, and the job she wanted for herself. And she always put on makeup, and she put this fard, this rouge on, which was very, so it wasn't perfect, but it was her way of being beautiful, and she wanted that, and she was in control of that.
My first question is what drove you to put Fiorella into the plot?
Fiorella had to be pretty and stupid, but not stupid because she is stupid, but because she plays stupid. And then I wanted Luciana to try to be fair by trusting her and thinking that she could be intelligent, and then realizing that her playing stupid was part of her strategy. Women are always dealing with other women, and then the main fight is also with the other women, because you want them to be a woman the way you think they should be a woman, and you think there is only one way to be a woman, and that's also why we judge ourselves and we fight and we compare. I wanted her, well, I needed a competition in her love story, but the most terrible thing is that when you're, you know, what happens to Luciana is that she's in love with a very intelligent guy, and she is very intelligent, and they're into politics, and they have a lot in common. So you would think he would fall in love with her, and not with somebody who has no idea who Marx is, and who who has no political idea. But in the end, I mean, at the beginning, he goes out with Fiorella, who has nothing in common with him, but is a girl in the more traditional sense. So this is the great disappointment for Luciana, is that being intelligent makes you, or trying to be active, politically active, and part of what the boys do, makes you somebody who can be a friend, but then all of a sudden you have lost all your sex appeal because you're too intelligent or maybe too loud. While Fiorella's strategy is the winning strategy, which is very disappointing for her because the guy whose heart she wants to conquer is a guy who should appreciate all her characteristics, but it's the opposite. He's like scared by her.
My next question is that this competition between two female characters is, you know, very common in teen film movies, especially in the Western world. Like recently, other examples of this could be like in L'Amica Geniale or Baby. Do you believe that this competition is something necessary for these plots? And if so, why?
Well, it's always like that. I mean, love is always about competition with other, but it is necessary because it seems like if a woman is trying to be different, to be noticed for her brain, it always seems like she has to pay the fact of being confronted with other women that instead are trying a more traditional strategy to conquer the man, and they usually win. I think it's always an interesting twist. The fact that you study and you try to appear intelligent is, on the other hand, a disadvantage because it can end up in scaring the men. I mean, I think that's the whole point. I remember this because I remember even when I was little. And so always, I think it happens often if you have a story about a woman who is trying to stand out and fight for her rights and for wanting to be seen, to be noticed, to be understood, she always has on the other side another woman who is a woman in a more traditional way, and somehow she succeeds much more with men. I think that's why this mechanism comes back. There is a duality in women. I think in every phase of our lives as women, we always live duality. When we are working, there's always the woman inside of us who would like to be a housewife and be home with the kids. When we're home with the kids, there's always the woman inside us that would like to be working. And those who choose one or the other are always suffering because they didn't choose the other. Those who try to do both always make a mess and when they're doing both. But we're always dealing with what we are not. So what I think is that we are always fighting with ourselves, because we're always never good enough at one or the other thing that we're trying to do. I think in Luciana's age, it's certainly, she's fighting with herself between being a sexy girl who can actually conquer Vittorio and being a great politician. And these two parts of her are fighting, and Fiorella represents the purely feminine part, a girl who actually is a girl in a very traditional way and succeeds. She is what Luciana is not, but a part of Luciana would like to be like that. And so when Luciana is yelling and trying to get her opinion to come through, she is also not Fiorella, but she would like to be also Fiorella. What I think is that these fights between the two female figures you're concentrating on are actually fights that we live inside ourselves. And every kind of woman that is in the story is a part of us, is what we are not, what we could be, but we have chosen to be something else.